I thought I'd talk to you because I'd like to show you something. That was it. That is the sound of silence. Not complete silence, but it's the sound of respectful silence. That's the sound that you get in a town where a young girl has died. That's the sound that you get when you walk through a field after lighting candles in her memory. It's the sound that you get when you don't notice it enough. Sound's always there. If I came out here any day of the week, any time, sound would still be there. It'd still be the guy behind me who's having a picnic with his children. And there'd still be people walking their dogs. But in this town at the moment, there's a feel. And everyone is feeling it. A young girl went missing this weekend and was sadly found. I'm not going to pass judgment on her death. It's unsuspicious. So, what I do know is that she was bullied. And this has confirmed my belief that bullying isn't right. And lots of people believe that, but not many people do anything about it. Lots of people think that bullying isn't good, but it's part of growing up and you just got to learn to deal with it. But you haven't. How many kids does bullying have to drive to that point before people make a change? How long until it's written into human rights that no child should be pushed to the very, very edge and for some unlucky ones aren't pulled back by anybody? Bullying's pushed me. Lots of things have pushed me. But to know that that girl was pushed that far and nobody seems to have a clue, it hurts so much. And it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. The whole town is in mourning. The church was open until midnight last night, and I think it was open beyond that, but I'll have to check, because people just kept coming and kept lighting candles. I've never seen so many candles on a memorial rack before, ever, in my life. There was 140 when I left, and that was in the first hour of the church being open, and the church was packed with young people who would usually boycott the church because they're not religious and it's not cool. I've been volunteering with Cyber Mentors and Beat Bullying for 2 days now. Free, but I haven't done anything today. And in that time I've had to refer 2 people for showing signs of suicidal thoughts for online counselling. When is this going to change? Is it ever going to change? I think we need to go right back to basics. We need politeness classes and tolerance classes right from when we're younger. Children are so diverse. We grow up in different ways. There's no set rule. So those upbringings, they're going to clash. Children die because they're that upset. I don't know this about this particular case, but it might be true for this case, but you know, it's just sparked something inside me, basically, this really bad anger. It shouldn't be tolerated, it just